May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. We are now on the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday that best celebrates the imminent birth of the Prince of Peace. And today we lit the fourth and final Advent candle. And the candle, as we said earlier, symbolizes peace. It is inspired by the story in Luke, in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2, about how an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds at night who were watching their flock and proclaimed glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men of goodwill. As we read in the account of the Annunciation to Joseph, the gentle carpenter, also of the royal house of David, was a man of peace, who was also a strong, inspired man, chosen to love and protect the baby Jesus and his mother. So Joseph reveals to us, or shows to us, a model of what a righteous husband and father could look like. We all long to live in a peaceful world, don't we? Where there is an absence of war and strife. We want to enjoy peace, peaceful relationships with family and friends. We want to be at peace with ourselves, accepting and loving who we are. Yet today, in our neighborhood, not far from where we live, in our communities, in our world, we are surrounded by people every day who are not at peace. Often when I undertake a funeral visit, or maybe during funerals, at the end, people often say, at least he or she is now at peace. And you often wonder what that means, at peace. I mean, it's a phrase that people use so frequently. People crave for peace. If doctors could come up with a prescription that would promise and deliver peace with no side effects, the cost wouldn't matter. And I'm sure that people will rush for it. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, points us to the source of peace. Verse 1 of chapter 5 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God. We have peace with God. And so the peace with God is not something in Paul's writing that waits until we are dead. It is something we have to experience now, being at peace with God. It's something we experience through our personal relationship with Christ. It is not something we experience when everything is at ease, when everything is fine, when all sicknesses have gone. It is something from Paul's writing we should experience through our loving relationship with Christ. Paul is saying that at one time we were enemies of God, but now through the work of Christ on the cross, we are friends of God, at peace with Him. This understanding is really important because in our own age, we so often portray Christian peace as being something to do with our feeling. We are content, we are happy, we are feeling emotionally stable. And so when somebody is in this kind of state, people often say he or she is peaceful. And the problem that often arises as a result of this is that as soon as we lose that sense of peace, that emotional feeling, we begin to think that we have lost our faith. And so for many, they go into spiritual crisis. They even want to quit from their faith. But a Christian faith is not built on how we feel. It's not based on our emotion. Instead, it is built on the historical truth of what Jesus has achieved for us on the cross. So when a person has peace with God, their mind is at rest about their relationship with God. Anyone who has peace with God can answer the accusation of their conscience and the devil. So that when your conscience or the devil is saying to you, you are not loved by God, you are saying, I am loved by God eternally. When your mind or the devil is saying to you, look, God hates you. Why would all this come upon you? You are saying back, I am loved, eternally loved by God. He holds me in his hands. I am loved. In fact, the Bible says we are engrafted in the palms of the hand of God, just like we have the marks in our hands. That is what the Bible says. We are engrafted in the hands of God. And so it means just like we are here today, we are here this morning, we never left the engraftment in our hands at home. If you travel to France on holiday, you are traveling with it. Wherever you go, it goes with you. And as you grow, it keeps growing and expanding. That is how we are engrafted in the hand of God. And so if you are at peace with God, no matter what comes on you, no matter what you experience, you are saying to yourself, I am loved, I am engrafted in the hands of God. If our God knows me by name, that's what Isaiah says. He calls us by name. He knows us by name. Peace with God is really important. And anyone who is at peace with God, we no longer fear death. We do not fear death. So peace with God is not something we wait and experience when we are dead. It is something we experience now. And so whenever it happens, whenever the call comes, when people say he's now at peace with God, it is only trying to say the obvious, because we have started experiencing it here and now, being at peace with God. Peace with God is our reconciliation with God, that we were sinners and Christ came to die for us. And that is what this season is all about, season of peace. Christ is the Prince of Peace. So if we are at peace with God, we do not fear death. Because we know that death does not have the final say. Sicknesses do not have the final say. It is God that will have the final say over our lives. Sicknesses will not define our joy. Pains will not define our emotion. Because we know that God is absolutely in control of our lives. And that not even one hair from our head will fall to the ground without his knowledge. He knows the number of hairs we have, the Bible says. And so if we believe the Bible, we have to believe the scripture. We have to believe God. That not even a hair. And I even wonder, when I shave my hair, that God knows the number of hairs. Maybe I should try and count. But I can't possibly do that when I shave it the way I do. But the Bible says to me that God knows the number of hairs I have. And that none of them will fall to the ground without his knowledge. That's really amazing. And it's something to keep us in this season. The times when life proves to be difficult. We should be aware that not one hair from our head will fall to the ground without the knowledge of our Father. Now, it is so easy to say, okay, I can be at peace with God. Maybe all I need to do is accept Christ into my life, pray often, sing hymns, and maybe smile. But being at peace with God also means we need to be at peace with other people. And I think that is the heartbeat of what we study from Scripture. It is a commandment from God to love others as we love ourselves. And this includes our enemies. And very often people have always said, that's really not possible. To forgive others is probably the hardest of the biblical teachings about our neighbors. When a person has wronged us, and he or she does not even apologize and ask for our forgiveness, how can we forget the pain caused to us? But our Lord Jesus Christ understands the pain we are feeling, or you may be feeling, as his own disciples too had offended him when they betrayed and left him during his passion. We are taught from Scripture to forgive our enemies. It is not just for them that we forgive, but for our own peace. So let us offer up to God in this Advent and Christmas season the pains and hurts that our enemies have caused us, and ask for the grace of God to be able to forgive and move on. So this season is not just about gifts. It's not just about the Christmas trees. And I'll say more about that tomorrow night. It's not just about the flowers, because very soon, and sadly so, these decorations will go. And I often wish that these decorations will remain. But when they go, what are we left with? We are invited to forgive in order to experience this God's peace. As we conclude the Advent season, let us remember that God sent his only Son on the very first Christmas. Though it is in the long past, this gift of salvation is continuously given to us each day by God as we await the second coming of Jesus Christ. And as we prepare for Christmas celebrations, let us determine in our hearts to be people of goodwill, with virtues of hope as we lit the candle. Virtues of joy, virtues of joy, of love, and then virtues of peace. Let us share this in our world, in our family, as we meet for Christmas dinner, as we meet with friends, hang out with friends. Let us embody this and share this story with those we meet. Amen.